DG, good morning. Always good to visit with you.
Good morning, Chris. Great to be with you.
There's been so much speculation about this for the last several weeks. What's your insight into how this deal finally got all across the finish line?
Well, it was unconventional, to say the least. The chairman of the UNC Board of Trustees, a guy named John Pryor, took a very active role in the Bill Belichick part of the search. And the athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, also was involved, especially as time grew on. But Bubba was the point person for all of the other candidates. And so Belichick was an unconventional candidate, obviously, at 72 years old, but also unconventional in the sense that the way the search unfolded was a little bit more complicated, with some people, including some agents I know, you know, asking who was in charge at Carolina. Were there too many cooks in the kitchen as they were doing this coaching search? But as you know, it's all going to – the only thing that really matters is whether the hire works out, not how you got to the hire. And, you know, ESPN itself calls it one of the most stunning and enormous headlines in the history of college football. Bill Belichick is a college football coach, and right here in our backyard.
Let me dive into a few more of the particulars. You mentioned kind of too many cooks in the kitchen. Do you know if there's any contact between the Belichick camp and the North Carolina camp before they North Carolina fired Mac Brown?
I know that Bill Belichick, one of his best friends, is an assistant lacrosse coach at UNC. So remember, Belichick stepped away from the Patriots in January of this year. He spent much of the last year at the University of Washington, where his son Steve, who's coming with him to Carolina, was the defensive coordinator for the Huskies in the Big Ten. So he was absorbing college football while with his son in an unofficial capacity out at Washington. But one of his best friends outside the football world is that assistant coach at UNC that he kept in touch with. So that wouldn't be necessarily coaching carousel contact, but a guy named Dave Petromala, former lacrosse coach at Johns Hopkins and Syracuse, befriended Belichick 20-plus years ago, and they just had this front-row seat to describe living in Chapel Hill, working in Chapel Hill, working under Bubba Cunningham, explaining the nature of the athletic department, the nature of college athletics, just as Bill Belichick had tapped into some of his college football friends for some of the more football-specific expertise. So I don't know exactly when John Pryor reached out to Bill Belichick, but we know that Bubba Cunningham had questions about Mac Brown as early as late September, when the Tar Heels lost 70-50 at home to James Madison. And Mac Brown himself said publicly, you know, he might not be the right guy for the job anymore. That was the unofficial beginning of the Carolina football coaching search. But it ended up going in some wild and unpredictable directions, obviously, after that.
It is hard to look, at least for me, to look past the fact that North Carolina fired 73-year-old Mac Brown, and now less than a month later, they've hired a 72-year-old guy in Bill Belichick. Is that a fair criticism?
It's a fair question, and for those who don't know, the oldest FBS coach in America last year was 73-year-old Mac Brown. The oldest FBS football coach in America next year will be, and at that point he will be 73, Bill Belichick. It's a fair question, and I think here's a big part of Carolina's answer. Steve Belichick, the son, who will be 38 years old by the time next football season begins, was discussed as a coach-in-waiting type candidate for whenever Bill Belichick stepped away. So, of course, Bill Belichick got this enormous, unprecedented in Carolina football history, five-year, $50 million contract. $10 million a year is twice what the Tar Heels were paying Mac Brown, and $10 million a year is behind only guys like Kirby Smart at Georgia and Dabo Sweeney at Clemson and maybe a couple others in the entire country. But whether it's recruits asking or fans asking or you asking an intelligent question as a media member, why a guy is about to be 73, when the answer is, hey, whether Bill coaches 3 years, 5 years, or 7 years, Steve Belichick just had a great season in his first year in college football after being a part of the New England Patriots staff that helped Bill Belichick win three of the six Super Bowls that they won up in New England. So Belichick had a great season at Washington. He's coming to the Tar Heels. And at some point, you know, maybe it's 45-year-old Steve Belichick taking over for Bill Belichick some years down the road if the start of this tenure goes the way that the Tar Heels hope it does.
Let me ask about the landscape here, because Bill Belichick has been very well documented, has never coached in college football. Yeah. But given the current landscape of where we are from a college football standpoint, does it feel like the NFL and the college model are as close as they've ever been?
Oh, no doubt about it. And, Chris, you know the deal. The University of North Carolina, philosophically, is one of the – it's a top five public university that's very proud of its academics. There's a famous line from the 1980s when the Carolina football coach was a guy named Dick Crum. Mm-hmm. And it was an unforgettable quote. He said, "These administrators and others at Carolina want me to act like Harvard from Monday through Friday and then turn my football team into Oklahoma every Saturday." And that was a great quote that just kind of defined the delicate balance between academics and athletics. And if you look around, oh, by the way, schools like Vanderbilt and Northwestern and Duke and Wake Forest, they're not often very good in football. That is not a mere coincidence. And even the top public universities like a UVA or UNC have only had occasional peaks. It has been an internal debate at Carolina, you know, how much to invest in this big money world of college football. And this, to me, is the first time in the history of the athletic department that they have said, they are going all in. The chips are in the middle of the table. They just decided to pay Bill Belichick one of the highest salaries in all of college football. They're going to grow their name, image, likeness money from what right now is in the $4 million-ish range to $20 million or so. That opens doors in recruiting and otherwise, right, in the transfer portal. This is Carolina making an enormous philosophical, aggressive shift toward this new world that is, whether people want to like it or not, it is a semi-professional model with revenue sharing coming in 2025 for the first time in college sports history. That's real. That Carolina didn't make that decision. The courts made that decision. And at the very least, I think Carolina is wise to just accept that reality and say, you know, you're either in the game or not. They haven't won an ACC football title since 1980 at UNC. You're either in the game or not. And in this case, you know, they're not tying one hand behind Bill Belichick's back. They're giving him all the resources that anybody would want in this new world of college athletics.
All right, DG, as I let you go, I want to look short-term and long-term at this hire. What needs to happen with Bill Belichick in the next month or month and a half, and then what needs to happen for UNC to get to national relevancy in the long-term with this football program?
Yeah, it's about recruiting. You know, the NCAA transfer portal opened this past Monday and goes through December 28th. So that does give you some time. Tar Heels are a little late to the game. But a starting offensive lineman who had put his name into the portal at UNC has already taken it out because he gets to play for the Hall of Fame six-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick. And not only will other Tar Heels probably yank their names out of that portal and stay instead, but, of course, UNC is going to be a popular destination among those who see themselves as NFL prospects and want to play for one of the most famous coaches of all time. So the month of December is enormously important. And then beyond that, it has to be Bill Belichick embracing the nature of college football, right? Recruiting is different. There's no such thing at the pro level that he mastered for decades. Dealing with the media, you know, you have to be a little bit more of a friendly glad hander at the college level and smooth boosters and get people to donate to name, image, likeness money. That's different than the job of an NFL coach. So Bill Belichick will have to change his spots to a degree while, of course, implementing what everybody considers one of the great football minds of all time. And in the long run, as long as Carolina keeps trending upward from the relative mediocrity that they've had lately, they'll be able to call it a success story in Chapel Hill.
David Glenn with the North Carolina Sports Network. You can find his work at ncsportsnetwork.com. DG, always appreciate the time and the visit. Look forward to talking again real soon.
Thank you, Chris. Always good to be with you.
You as well.